Morning Watch, Itero 2020, The Christian Life, Week 5, The Prayer of the Age Offered to God Through the Church, the Body of Christ, as a House of Prayer. Tuesday, Related Verses. Ephesians 1, verses 19 to 21. And what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe? According to the operation of the might of his strength, which he caused to operate in Christ in raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand in the heavenlies, far above all rule and authority and power and lordship and every name that is named not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. Colossians 1, verse 18. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that he himself might have the first place in all things. Colossians 2, verse 19. And not holding the head, out from whom all the body, being richly supplied and knit together by means of the joints and sinews, grows with the growth of God. Hebrews 1, verse 3. Who, being the effulgence of his glory and the impress of his substance, and upholding and bearing all things by the word of his power, having made purification of sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 and 13. For even as the body is one and has many members, yet all the members of the body, being many, are one body, so also is the Christ. For also in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and were all given to drink one Spirit. Suggested reading. Actually, it is very simple to exercise the lordship and the headship of Christ. Suppose you meet a brother who is in a poor condition. When you meet him, you may sense that his condition and position are not right with the Lord. In this situation, there are two ways you can pray. One way is the general way, the way taken by most believers when praying for others. In this general way, you may go to the Lord and tell him, Lord, this brother is in a poor condition. Lord, be merciful to him. Do something with him. Work within his spirit. This is the general way to pray for someone. However, there is another way to pray. In this way of prayer, you are bold with the Lord. You may go to the Lord and say, Lord, here is a brother who is still not under your headship. I do not agree with this. I do not go along with this kind of situation. Lord, I am standing up to proclaim your lordship and to claim it over this situation. We can pray in the same way for a sinner. Lord, your lordship must be exercised over this person. Lord, I claim this. In the second way of prayer, we touch the authority of Christ. We must see, however, that we can never pray in this way by ourselves. This does not mean that we must always physically gather together with a few other brothers. Physically, you may be praying in your room by yourself, but spiritually, you are one with the body. When you are alone in your room, sometimes you may choose not to use the pronoun I. Instead, you may use the pronoun we, praying, Lord, we do not go along with the present situation. As your body, we take the ground of your ascension and claim your lordship over the present situation. This is a different kind of prayer. This is not prayer that begs the Lord to do something for you. This is prayer that claims what the Lord has obtained. We also need to learn how to exercise what the Lord has attained, because the Lord has not only obtained to the highest extent, he has also attained to the highest height. Suppose, for example, that you become ill. If you have the vision of what the Lord has obtained and attained, when you are in this situation, you will pray, Lord, you are the transcendent one. You have been exalted to the heaven of heavens. Lord, we are your body. we are sitting with you in the heavenlies. All things have been subjected under your feet, and therefore all things are also under our feet. This little sickness is included in all things, so this little sickness also must be under my feet. I am now transcendent with you. Nearly every time we become sick, we go to the Lord and beg, Lord, heal me. Lord, be merciful to me. Lord, be gracious to me. This is to pray like a beggar. If we have the vision that we are the body of the head, and that the head has ascended to the heavens and is now transcendent, we will take the ground and claim what the Lord has attained. We will simply claim, proclaim, and declare to the sickness, Do not trouble me. You are under my feet. We can deal with sins, weakness, and worldliness in the same way. We should not deal with these things like a beggar. We can tell all these negative things, Do not bother me. Go to the lake of fire. I am transcendent. You cannot touch me. You are under my feet. Whenever the devil hears this kind of prayer, he runs away. We should simply declare who we are and where we are. We are in the body. The body is in the head, and the head is transcendent.